welcome to episode 7 of the Simply Commercial podcast series. Today, we're going to be taking a look at the world of cryptocurrencies, most notably Bitcoin. So I'm going to pass over to Ryan, who's going to take you through today's episode.
Hi everyone, welcome back to the Simply Commercial podcast. I'm your host Ryan, and today I'm going to be exploring the basics of Bitcoin. I aim to guide you through what Bitcoin is, where it came from, and whether or not we could see it becoming a mainstream part of our lives. First of all, we need to establish what Bitcoin is. Bitcoin is a cryptocurrency which is an entirely digital, incredibly secure method of payment stored in an online wallet and secured by cryptography. Unlike fiat currencies, which are government issued, such as the pound sterling, cryptocurrencies are not generally created by central authorities, meaning there are fears they can be used to avoid capital controls, such as those imposed in China, as well as to enable criminal activity. The most notorious of the cryptocurrencies is most certainly Bitcoin. Following the housing market crash in January 2009, an individual using the presumed pseudonym Satoshi Nakamoto created what they entitled a peer-to-peer electronic cash system, known as Bitcoin. The explanations of how the currency operates and the security behind it are outlined in a white paper published by Satoshi. No one has confirmed the creator's identity. However, there are a number of theories floating around on the internet, ranging from the first person to receive the currency, Hal Finney, to Australian computer scientist Craig Wright. At first, the value of a Bitcoin was incredibly low, taking 18 months to reach a value of 8 cents in July 2010. This was also the year in which the first real-world transaction using Bitcoin took place, with Laszlo Hania from Florida ordering two large pizzas for 10,000 Bitcoin. Unfortunately, Bitcoin also gained notoriety in its early years for darker reasons, soon becoming the preferred method of payment on the dark web due to its anonymity, used to purchase illegal narcotics on a site known as the Silk Road, until it was shut down by the FBI in 2013. However, with the currency's value rising from $14 to $800 in the space of a year in 2013, and eventually to $17,000 in 2017, it was soon becoming evident that the wider law-abiding public and businesses were beginning to put their trust into the cryptocurrency. Large dips in its value in the lead-up to 2020 did have many speculating that Bitcoin's bubble had burst, falling to just over $3,000 at some points. However, the volatility of the market as a result of COVID-19 seemingly granted Bitcoin the opportunity to redeem itself. Many investors saw Bitcoin as a safe haven for their investments, away from the extreme volatility of the stock market, and so the price skyrocketed once more, currently valued at just shy of $35,000 for a single coin at the time of recording. Aside from the increasing levels of confidence surrounding the currency, this rapid increase also tells us that, had Laszlo decided to keep hold of his Bitcoin until today, he would have amassed a fortune of $477 million. So how exactly does Bitcoin come into existence? Unlike currencies that have a physical form, such as the pound sterling, Bitcoin is not printed in a mint. Instead, it is virtually mined. This is a lengthy and difficult process, which means that the miner could then own Bitcoin without having to invest fiat currency in return. So what are these miners doing that is worthy of being rewarded with Bitcoin? In fact, they are verifying the authenticity of transactions using the cryptocurrency by preventing the possible issue of double spending, whereby an owner of the currency attempts to utilize the same Bitcoin in two separate transactions. This process is deemed worthy of a possible reward once the miner has verified 1 megabyte's worth of transactions. However, even after meeting this quota, the miner may not be rewarded. They not only have to oversee 1 megabyte's worth of transactions, but also be the first miner to arrive to the correct or closest answer to a numerical problem, known as a hash. The more computing power a miner has, the more likely they are to arrive at the correct answer first, and consequently earn Bitcoin via mining. As a mint fulfills the role of providing new fiat currency, a miner fulfills the role of providing new cryptocurrency, this being the only way in which additional Bitcoin is released. The quantity of unreleased Bitcoin will only ever decrease, being permanently capped at 21 million, the last of which should enter circulation in the year 2140. However, the virtual nature of the cryptocurrency makes a transaction slightly more complicated than that involving fiat currency. A simplified explanation of how a transaction takes place is that each Bitcoin is essentially a computer file stored in a digital wallet within an app on a smartphone or other technology. Individuals can send Bitcoins to another person's wallet so long as they know their wallet address, similar to how, if an email was to be sent, the sender would need the intended recipient's email address. Each transaction is subsequently recorded publicly in a list known as the blockchain, which makes it possible to prevent individuals spending Bitcoin they do not own, reversing transactions, or making copies of the cryptocurrencies. Once an individual understands that in order to send Bitcoin, they simply need to know the intended wallet address, the process seems much simpler. This relative ease associated with Bitcoin transfers, coupled with the fact that our society is quickly becoming cashless, indicates that the finance market could be forced to accept cryptocurrencies as a staple form of payment in the near future. In February 2020, an Access to Cash review estimated we will be virtually cashless by 2035. However, it is thought that the effects of the pandemic have accelerated this process further. With physical fiat currency becoming a thing of the past, there is certainly a gap in the market to be filled. Whether this is with cryptocurrencies, and particularly Bitcoin, remains to be seen. However, it certainly holds a strong hand. With a lack of international transaction fees or regulations to bypass, which are often the case with payments made via credit card and international money transfers, it becomes evident as to why an individual may wish to utilise Bitcoin payments. With international credit card fees ranging up to 3% and those accompanying money transfers as high as 15%, it can be seen why Bitcoin would be advantageous in terms of moving money internationally, especially larger amounts. Even when compared with other methods of digital payments, Bitcoin boasts lower fees, rarely exceeding 1% when competitors such as PayPal can be between 2% and 3%. Accompanying these lower fees, Bitcoin possesses a degree of anonymity that processes such as online banking simply do not have. An online bank account is associated with a particular individual, meaning an individual's spending can be monitored. Contrastingly, in the case of Bitcoin, a person can keep their account entirely separate from their identity, meaning that although transactions between accounts can be traced, it is incredibly hard to put a name to these transfers. Unlike fiat currencies, Bitcoin cannot be infinitely created, this finite amount granting it considerable long-term value, such as that associated with a scarce resource such as gold. Once the supplies of both have been entirely mined, that's it, the supply halts, and the already existing resources increase in value. However, if it were as beneficial as it first appears, Bitcoin would be utilised much more widely than it is now, so why is there still apprehension surrounding the front-runner of cryptocurrency? One of the main reasons, and a concern that has loomed over Bitcoin almost since its inception, is its widespread use for criminal means, due to the aforementioned advantages of anonymity and the bypassing of regulations. Because of the secrecy that Bitcoin conceals itself within, it can become difficult for law enforcement to apprehend and prosecute those responsible for utilising the currency in illegal activities. This may create concern for businesses regarding being associated with a resource used so freely by the criminal underworld. Another reason why it could be said that Bitcoin is not yet an adequate replacement for other methods of online payment is due to its absence of a refunding capability. Unlike other methods of online payment that will offer a refund if, for instance, goods are not delivered after payment has been made, Bitcoin does not have the ability to grant this because of its decentralized nature. This is a major hindrance to the widespread use of Bitcoin, and until there is a process to combat this problem, many consumers may remain reluctant. Arguably, the main grounds for existing uncertainty is Bitcoin's highly volatile nature. Because of this, individuals have become incredibly rich. Early investor in the cryptocurrency market, Roger Ver, generating an income of over $500 million as a result of his timely investments. Unfortunately, accompanying its ability to create millionaires, the cryptocurrency is unreliable in terms of its stability and its purchasing power can therefore vary greatly. Because of this uncertainty, it is consequently difficult for the wider public to trust it as their main method of payment. However, with the first ever football player, David Barrow, being recently paid for in Bitcoin, and the richest man on earth, Elon Musk, seeming to declare his personal trust in the cryptocurrency via Twitter, it cannot be argued that there is a sense of optimism surrounding the future of Bitcoin. Whether Musk genuinely believes in the cryptocurrency or simply wanted to push a price increase for his own personal benefit, after hinting he had invested himself, remains up for discussion. But the excitement around Bitcoin is certainly undeniable.